Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman. CBS News, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy CEO, as well as visiting professor at Dickinson College. The Telegraph in London has very good information from the Ministry of Defense, which has very good information from Ukraine, the other war. And the headlines here are striking because they're so hot. For example, Russian drones explode near Ukrainian nuclear plant. That would be Zaporizhia. For example, Russian fighters jets intercept U.S. bombers. For example, Vladimir Putin has not suffered a heart attack and is not using body doubles, says Moscow. For example, Russian deploys reinforcements to Avdiivka frontline despite heavy losses. We'll start there. Jeff, Avdiivka, you and I have talked about it. It's in the north of the Donbass region. The Russians are said by the Telegraph to be sending human waves across the landscape at Avdiivka. I believe I've got it right. And the earlier suggestion was they were convicts. I know that convict labor is being used at the war economy in Russia. There's something Dostoevskian about all of this. But in any event, what we're looking at here is we can't confirm any of this. It's fog of war. But the Russians are at some point getting very active, very probing the lines. Do you see any evidence that they have an advantage that they can use right now because the U.S. is so dominated by news from the very dangerous Middle East?
I think the short-term tactical advantages are limited. The longer-term operational and strategic advantages might be significant, and that has to do with continued military assistance. I think we're going to hear very shortly another announcement by the United States of a couple $100 million in military aid, which is still the small portion of that appropriation that is still remaining the president can provide. But this town of Avdiivka up there in the northern part of the Donbass has taken on enormous political and psychological significance in many ways, far, I think, in advance of its military significance. Clearly, the Russians feel they need a success, perhaps to demonstrate to their own population, number one. And number two, perhaps they feel that by continuing pressure there, that will force the Ukrainians to divert forces from the south, where they're making very slow but steady progress around Bakhmut and other parts of that particular region and divert those forces up there. But you're right, John, the reports I'm reading suggest the Russians may have lost up to a brigade of equipment in the last 24, 48 hours. And the employment of convicts, we're now learning that when back in the day being 6-8 months ago, when the Wagner Group would recruit convicts for their ranks, now it appears the Russians are actually drafting convicts to fill many of these particular units.
I come to Ukraine via the question of, what is it that Russia wants? What are its victory conditions? Do we have any idea, 18 months into the war, what would satisfy the Kremlin at this point, Jeff?
I don't think we do, though Mr. Putin, when he was in China, seemed to suggest that some of the proposals made by the Chinese might have a basis for conversation. Whether that was just idle rhetoric for information warfare is unclear. I still believe he thinks that the fighting will die down as we move towards winter. And his willpower, once again, is stronger than ours. He probably believes that even more because of the possible diversion of interest towards the Middle East and away from Ukraine, and the United States entering an election campaign in 2024. And he firmly believes that election may describe whether or not the United States will support this war long term or not. I mean, one of the bellwethers for that he'll watch very closely, quite frankly, is the ongoing efforts by the Biden administration to really make the United States that arsenal of democracy. And the recent speech by the president requesting $106 billion in military aid, about $61 billion or so for Ukraine, and about $14 billion for Israel. This will demand an expansion of our industrial base over time, which many in the, on the conservative side, I think, would applaud. But whether or not that has a chance through Congress may be another measure Mr. Putin uses in determining what outcomes for him and Ukraine are feasible.
Polling. We all watch polling, Jeff. I'm told that with a conversation with Eastern Europe, the Black Sea Basin, that the public overseas is watching our polling as well. And recently, a report to me, polling changes day to day, that the polls in the U.S. show about 50% or more support for the U.S. efforts in Ukraine. 50% is okay, Jeff, but it's not what it was when the war started. Is there war weariness here? Do you perceive it?
Absolutely, John. There's no way, two ways about it. And you see that in the Congress, particularly in the Republican Party. Now, we have been successful even today in electing a speaker, and therefore the Congress can actually address its business, which one of those things they have promised to address soon will be that aid package proposed by Mr. Biden. That particular aid package, oh, by the way, seems to have very strong support in the Senate. The Senate Minority Leader, the Republican, Mr. McConnell, has been very outspoken in saying that that package seems about right, number one, and number two, disagreeing with his Republican colleagues in the House who say that this should not be one big package, but we ought to be separate packages. He arguing and seeming to agree with the president that both these efforts, supporting Israel and supporting Ukraine, are linked in the need to stand up to those who might try to subvert and conquer neighboring democracies around the world to reestablish international norms. So that'll be an important watch, a thing to watch as you look at those polls. Then the other thing, of course, to watch is there's that old saying, John, nothing succeeds like success.
Yeah.
If the Ukrainians are able, I think, to thwart this offensive by the Russians up around Andriivka and make real progress here in the near future in and around the areas in the south, then you might see those particular polling data shift. If not, then that particular war awareness might grow.
When you spoke of Congress being in dispute over the package, I tried to imagine the day that Congress would have talked to George Marshall and Ernest King. You know, saying, Marshall, you can't have any money. We're giving it all to Ernest King. Oh, those were the days, Jeff, when we had a united country. Jeff McCausin, Colonel Jeff McCausin, United States Army retired, CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, CEO, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in. An all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like Bad Dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.